Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to everybody out there. I hope you had some semblance of a good weekend. Maybe you got a little fresh air. Maybe the kids gave you a break. Maybe your family, you know, showed you a little bit of extra love. I just hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are doing safe. It's good to be here with you on CBS Sports Radio. My name is JR. I'm going to be rocking with you for the next 4 hours. You could tune in every single weeknight, okay? We get going at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We will be rolling. We got a full show. Obviously, we know that the NFL announced their all-decade team today. I guess you can call it the teens, the old 10 to 19 season. We're definitely going to speak about that. My main man, Willie Colon, offensive lineman, Super Bowl champ for the Pittsburgh Steelers, also for the New York Jets. He played with a few of these individuals on the all-decade list. Willie's going to come on by and chat it up with us. There was a cool conversation, okay? Lamar Jackson, Mr. MVP, he basically said that Michael Vick is a Hall of Famer. We are going to have that conversation. You could say that Michael Vick is an icon. You could say that Michael Vick kind of helped lead the way when it comes to, quarterbacks who run. There were a few people before Michael Vick. Shout outs to my main man, Randall Cunningham. But Michael Vick might be an icon. He might be on a cover of video games, but we're going to have that discussion as to whether Mike Vick is a Hall of Famer. We have a lot of new coaches in the NFL. Today would have been the day for them to go ahead and implement their systems. Unfortunately, we won't see Mike McCarthy have his first OTA with the Dallas Cowboys. So we won't see Joe Judge. We're going to have that conversation. You know, there's been a lot going on with folks trying to, fill the void with no sports. So yesterday we had NASCAR and iRace. We had the NBA 2K tournament that was still which started on Friday and is still going right now. And then Rob Gronkowski. We're going to talk about the fact that he was actually running WrestleMania or was hosting WrestleMania. And for whatever reason, Rob Gronkowski has a championship belt. So there is plenty to speak about here tonight. I'm going to be with you, like I said, for the next 4 hours. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough right now, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, you can hit them up 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. So I'm glad to be here with you. And I'm also glad that the NFL is deciding to kind of keep things rolling. I'm actually posting a tweet right now. Okay, back at it. Boom. Go ahead and hit tweet. On Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. On Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. A big shout out to the NFL, okay? Because if the NFL was not going on right now, if we didn't first of all start off with free agency, if we then didn't have discussions about the draft, if we then didn't speculate as to when the season would be coming back, you know, I have no idea what would be going on right now. You know, Commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, he basically just said, look, you know, when I spoke to you all in the middle of March, yeah, who would have thought that at this point here, April, that I still wouldn't have a clue as to when we are going to have basketball back. But the NFL is continuing to charge along. The NFL is like, listen, we're going to have a virtual draft. It's going to be like fantasy. It's going to be just like you sitting at home, you know, with your friends and your friend who shows up late to the draft and your friend who has the messed up browser. You know, that may be the NFL draft this year. But earlier today, around lunchtime, and I was happy to see it, the NFL released their all-decade team for last decade, okay? And when you think about some of the names on this list, I have the full list in front of me now. There's a few surprises, but then there are also some snubs. Some people that there is no doubt that they would be on the all-decade team. Of course, Tom Brady. Mr. I decide to win 3 Super Bowls in the last decade. Tom Brady is also on the preceding all-decade team from, 2000 to 2009. So Tom Brady, go ahead. He 20-year career, 2 all-decade squads. Shout-outs to Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers is on the all-decade team. Okay, he decided to go out there and win that Super Bowl in 2010. And let's be real, on any given Sunday or a collection of Sundays, a season, Aaron Rodgers is capable of going out there and throwing for 4,000 yards and then basically putting up 40 touchdowns. That's a year for Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees, we know Drew Brees is extremely durable. And this is a guy who the Chargers didn't want to sign a contract. They thought he had a bum shoulder. They didn't think that he was going to go out there and compete. And then lo and behold, Drew Brees decided to go ahead and go to the playoffs 6 times in the last decade. But Drew Brees is not on the all-decade team. Maybe if he would have won a Super Bowl in the last decade, he would have been there. But unfortunately, he won it in 2009. So you only have 2 quarterbacks on this list. It's Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. You can't argue with Tom Brady. You can't necessarily argue with Aaron Rodgers, especially if you're looking at a Super Bowl. He just so happened to win that Super Bowl about 10 years ago. So kudos to Aaron Rodgers. Someone else who's on this list that just absolutely is mind-boggling, and not mind-boggling in the wrong way, he deserves to be there, is Frank Gore. Frank Gore was drafted in 2005. Frank Gore is going to be 37 years old very soon. Frank Gore, whether you believe it or not, is 3rd all-time in rushing in the NFL. It's Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, Frank Gore. I don't know what they were feeding Frank Gore in Miami, but it is certainly enough to just still keep him running, whether it's been on the Colts, the Niners, the Bills. Frank Gore is still looking for a squad to continue his career. I don't know if he's going to move into that second spot. I don't know if Frank Gore has another 1,000-yard rushing year right in front of him, but Frank Gore certainly deserves to be on the list. In addition to Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, even through a suspension year for, unfortunately laying hands on his children, he's on the list. You know, no matter how you feel about him, wacky or not, Antonio Brown is on the list. Someone with no wacky situations, Larry Fitzgerald, and he's still playing, soon to be catching passes from Kyler Murray with DeAndre Hopkins on the opposite side. Megatron, Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones. You know, we just had a conversation last week about Julio, and Harry Douglas, his old teammate, joined us. So you have a great, solid list of players here. You go through the offensive line, Joe Thomas, Zach Martin from the Cowboys, Marshall Yanda from the Baltimore Ravens, Alex Mack, Marquise Pouncey at center. So, you know, you have a solid offense. Now, where it can get tricky a little bit, and one of the big questions I have here is on the defense. The cornerbacks make plenty of sense. Patrick Peterson, Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, Eric Berry. Has Eric Berry played enough? I mean, he's had amazing years, but we know he unfortunately had to deal with cancer. He had other injuries. You have Earl Thomas. And then you have Eric Weddle. Okay, and nothing against Eric Weddle, who is basically done right now. You have Chris Harris Jr. And then this name I was a little bit surprised about. And it was a reminder also that he came into the league in 2013. It's Ty Matthew. Ty Matthew made the list at defensive back. And it made me go, well, you have 3 cornerbacks here on the list with Peterson, Revis, and Sherman. You have 3 safeties with Berry, Thomas, and Weddle. And then there are 2 spots for defensive back. And I'm just like, so what are the defensive back slots? Are those just like extra DBs or safeties? Was that like a flex position where you could just put any defensive back that you wanted to? And it made me think about, and a lot of people, you know, did Ty Matthew, did he fill that gap? Like, I'm thinking about someone like Cam Chancellor, who was a part of that Legion of Boom with Richard Sherman, with Earl Thomas, and Cam Chancellor is missing in replace of a Ty Matthew. And that's one thing I didn't particularly understand. That was one omission. If you have anybody you think deserved to be on the All-Decade team that didn't make it, by all means, call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who got snubbed from the All-Decade team? When we come back from break, we're going to be chatting with Willie Colon, former offensive lineman, Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He played with Antonio Brown. He played next to Marquise Pouncey. We're going to get his thoughts on what this All-Decade team looks like. You know, some of these other options, you have an Aaron Donald in the middle, Ndamukong Suh, Chandler Jones. It made me think about, you know, how much time that he's been around and healthy. Luke Kuechly, who just retired. Khalil Mack, Von Miller, very well deserving, helped lead the Denver Broncos to that Super Bowl. Patrick Willis, who decided to leave early. Bobby Wagner, who basically still goes out and hits anything that moves. J.J. Watt, Julius Peppers, who seemingly almost played for pulling up almost 20 years. I think Julius Peppers retired at the age of 38. Calais Campbell, who's still going strong. Cam Jordan is still knocking them out and also still doing TV for the Saints right now. Steven Goskowski on the kicker side. Justin Tucker. Tyreek Hill on the return. Darren Sproles, who just seemed like, for the smallest guy on the field, always the most difficult dude to bring down. Devin Hester. Cordarrelle Patterson. And then at the coaches, you have, of course, Bill Belichick. And then you also have Pete Carroll. And I don't think you could have two different coaches, you know, when you want to think about what this list looks like. So, you know, before we bring in Willie Colon, I want you to call up 855-212-4CBS. Who got snubbed? Okay, who got snubbed from this All-Decade team? Let's not waste any time. We're going to go to the Geico line, okay? If you didn't know, the toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Let's check in with Trumaine from Las Vegas. Trumaine, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind? Who got snubbed?
So, I definitely don't think Matthew should be on there. That's kind of ridiculous. But
you're talking about Ty.
Yeah. He's my guy. I like him a lot. But I think he only made like two Pro Bowls in this decade. But somebody that I believe should be on there and got snubbed was Aqib Talib. You know what I'm saying?
Like, okay.
Yeah, big time cornerback. You know, if Chris Harris is going to be on there, then he should be on there. He's a five-time Pro Bowler from 2013 to 2017. You know, Super Bowl champion.
You know, but this is if I'm going to be honest, though, and you tell me, I could be wrong, Trumaine. Mm-hmm. When I think about Aqib Talib, like, one of the first things I think about is him like snatching people's chains. I don't think about Aqib Talib for good reasons. It seems that there's always just something tricky about him. I see him just always being in a negative, but he certainly was a great solid player in the decade. Obviously helped Denver go to that Super Bowl as well. Trumaine, I appreciate you for calling up, my man. All the best to you.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much. Let's go to California. Let's check in with Kevin. Kevin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, boss. I just want to say, first off, I love your show, man.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you, man. Well, what's on your mind? Make it quick because we're on a break. I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem. So I think the biggest snub is actually one of the biggest positions. That's Russell Wilson, man. Took him to two Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers only been to one this decade. And if we're talking about pure stats, I could see giving it to Aaron. But if we're talking about winning and someone who really overachieved, I give it to Russell, man.
Okay, Kevin, I can see it. I can see it. You know, the unfortunate part, and shout outs to Kevin from California for calling up. The unfortunate part is that you only get two quarterbacks. You only get two in an all-decade team. And when you think about winning, that's Tom Brady. And you think about stats and winning, that's probably Aaron Rodgers. I mean, if you're going to go for a quarterback, you know, let's say if you want to start your franchise with a QB, there's a good chance I am taking Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson for the past 10 years. Russell Wilson's not far behind, but that's who I would roll it. I would roll with. Listen, folks, when we come back after the break, I'm going to call up my main man, Willie Colon. He's going to give his thoughts on this all-decade team. He played with Antonio Brown. He played next to Marquise Pouncey. And we're going to chat it up and get his opinion on who might have gotten snubbed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Going to be rocking with you for about the next 4 hours. We get going at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific every single weeknight. So we're going to rock it out. We don't necessarily need live sports to talk about everything that's going on because the NFL is keeping us busy. Look, they dropped the all-decade team today. Full squad. People like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Adrian Peterson, Larry Fitzgerald, Ndamukong Suh. The list goes on and on and on. A few names that you can consider got snubbed. There's no Drew Brees on the list. You only had two quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And then when you think about some of the other gentlemen on the list, you have an Antonio Brown, and you also have a Marquise Pouncey. And in a few minutes, a few seconds actually, I'm going to bring on my main man, Willie Colon. But I want you to know, okay, if you're at home right now, you can do more. Doing more is brought to you by Home Depot. The Home Depot is here to help with all your household needs. They have many ways to help. You can download the app or you can go online for the essential products and information that you need. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, Willie Colon, former offensive lineman, he played with a couple of these gentlemen on the list here on this all-decade team. I'm talking about an Antonio Brown. He played with a Marquise Pouncey. He won a Super Bowl ring. So I'm not going to waste any time. Let's chat it up. What's going on with my main man, Willie Colon? Willie, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How's everything? Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. How are you doing? Everybody good? You not being driven too crazy at home?
No, man. This is easy money. I mean, we're just pretty much told to stay at home, get fat, and just wait this thing out. So there's no something I've already been doing already.
Getting fat already. All right, Willie. Now, listen, man, we know the NFL, they went ahead and they dropped this list, the all-decade squad.
Yep.
You, a couple of those dudes you played with, you had all of you guys as young players, whether it's an Antonio Brown, a Marquise Pouncey. Besides those two guys who I'm going to ask you about more specifically, what were your overall thoughts when you saw the list?
You know, it's tough, man, because when you put out those lists, there's always going to be people that are just robbed. And I think sometimes when it comes to lists, particularly when you start dropping an all-star name, and especially by position, it's hard to kind of, I want to say take serious, but it's hard to put weight into. I looked at the list and I saw one name. I don't know if his name was on there. It was Bobby Wagner.
Bobby's on there.
Yeah, Bobby's on there, so that's good. So there's always a couple guys that's always going to get, like you mentioned, Drew Brees, that didn't get the nod. I know it's tough for some folks, but Jordy Nelson was a beast. And Valley, he's not the likes of Antonio Brown, but Jordy Nelson was a dog. I remember not only playing against him, but he was somebody who I was like, man, this guy, he's a game changer. So I got to look at the list a little bit better. Anytime, once again, those things come out, I don't really dive into those things. I know I wasn't on the list. If I was in more of the cheap shot or kind of the garbage man or the mean mug list, I'd probably be on that list. But
okay.
I was more of the dirty work guy, so that's the list I would have made. But overall, man, it's okay. I think, you kind of need those type of things to come out just because everybody's craving football. This is a time where a lot of guys either were preparing for the draft or a lot of guys will be in the weight room. If you're a big NFL Network guy, you pretty much, pretty much, you know, looking at guys getting ready for the season. So it's cool. I don't put too much weight to it. But, you know, everybody else on the list, congratulations, I guess.
I can dig it. We're on the phone with Willie Colon, former Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you think about the offensive lineman position where you played, I mean, some of the guys who made it, you have Jason Peters, Ty Smith, Joe Staley, Joe Thomas, Jahri Evans, Logan Mankins, Zach Martin, Marshall Yanda. You're on the line. A lot of people don't give offensive linemen, O-linemen their due. When you go about evaluating.
Was Joe Thomas on that list?
Joe Thomas was on the list.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Yep, Joe Thomas was on the list. When you think about an evaluation of an offensive lineman, most fans, they overlook them. What are you looking at when you look at somebody on the line and what they're doing?
You know, it's tough because I think everybody views offensive line play by the success of the offense, right? And rightfully so. If it's an offense, like you look at the, you know, if you're looking at the Saints, if you will, you know, they put up a lot of numbers, but you know, a large part of their success comes from Drew and having a standout receiver like Michael Thomas. But what the offensive line does is they make it simple. They make it easy for the quarterback. And if you're I judge offensive linemen by not so much, you know, footwork yet. The fundamentals are extremely important, so I don't want to be dismissive in that regard. But when I try to tell a lot of young offensive linemen, you know, it's four quarters you got to play. And in those four quarters, man, you're going to have some ups and downs. And I'm always impressed by the guy who, you know, who may give up a pressure or who may give up a hit or may give up a sack. But the next play, he's trying to absolutely annihilate the guy again. You know, he's not beating himself up. He's not getting penalties afterwards. He's kind of locking back in. And he's really just competing. And that's what offensive line play is, man. It's not pretty. It's not a gorgeous position, but it's all about getting the job done. You know, there's no stat. There's no stats for offensive linemen. You know, we're only measured by wins and losses, and how much do we keep the guy that's worth more than us upright. So, and that's fine. And, you know, that's kind of a creed, and you take pride in that. But I obviously judge fundamentals, footwork, and hand placement, and tenacity, and grit, and toughness. But I always judge a guy, you know, if he gets beat, is he shying, is he crying, or is he going to attack the guy just as hard as he did as the play before? Because that's kind of like boxing, man. You know, if you're in the ring with somebody, you're going to get hit. You're going to get punched upside the head, or, you know, a body shot or a quick jab that's going to sting you. But you gotta stay in the ring. You got to throw yours back. So
gotta stay with it.
That's much like old arm play. You got to stay with it and keep fighting. So those are the guys who I support and I cheer. There's other guys who I love. Obviously, Marshall Yanda, who just retired. I was always a big fan of him, even though he's a Raven. I love Tyron Smith, left tackle for the Cowboys. And I'm listening on and on and on. Even, you know, you mentioned two centers, obviously Marquise Pouncey and Alex Mack. But Nick Mangold, you know, he's a guy who played a long time. Who should have been on our list, too. So,
Let me ask you a question, Willie. We know that you guys are there protecting the quarterback, and sometimes, a lot of times, the quarterbacks will reward you guys with some nice gifts, especially around the holidays. What's the best gift, and what quarterback gave it?
The best gift for me was Ben Roethlisberger. 1 year we had he gave us all customized suits. And then the offseason, he allowed us to travel with him on his private plane. He took us around a couple cities, and we had a couple of boys' nights out. So it was good.
Okay.
He did that all on his accord. So that was a good time.
Man, that sounds like a good time. And you mentioned playing next to Marquise Pouncey. What separated him? We're on the phone with Willie Colon, former Steeler, Super Bowl champ, also with the New York Jets. What separated Marquise Pouncey from other centers that you would see? I mean, you played next to the guy.
Yeah, I think for me it was just how fast he took to the game, you know, the NFL game, as far as the speed, the toughness, even from a playbook standpoint. You know, you put him on a board, he turned into like an evil genius. He just knew the game. You know, we laugh in the locker room. There's some guys who you can tell who are just flat out born to play football, and the Pouncey twins are born to play football. I mean, everything about them, how they their work ethic and how they, you know, their grit, their toughness, their charisma. You know, they were born to put their hand in the dirt and get after it. And I think for me, from day one, just watching him, man, he was one. I remember one day we were pretty much when he got drafted, and we picked him up. St- Steelers picked him up, and I was coming off injury, but I was cracking my starting lineup, and we had a pretty good spring practice, and he looked over at me, and he'd probably only been on the team for like two weeks tops, and he leans over at me, he goes, "Man, this is pretty easy, huh?" I looked at him, and I said, "What? You know, here I am fighting for my career and battling, been battling for so long." It just came easy to him, and it did, man. And he proved it. He made everything look every block. I remember as old heads in the locker room, you kind of, you tell the young folks, "Hey, watch out for this guy. You got this guy this week. Watch out for this guy." Every time we told Marquise Pouncey to watch out for, this week's opponent, he dominated. I mean, he just rolled over guys, and he just got it done. And I love him to death. He's a special person because he really embodies what offensive line play is, you know, just leading the troops, keep fighting, keep just scrapping, keep digging. And that's his game, man. And he's extremely athletic. And he was just fun to play with, man. He's one of those guys that, anytime you looked in the huddle, he gave you that eye like he was going to battle with somebody that had your back. And he and I had his back as well.
That's cool. Willie Colon, we're up against the break. I want to ask you about Antonio Brown. He's someone else that was a teammate of yours, so I believe, at minimum of a year, right?
I had him for a year or two.
Do you think that we are going to see Antonio back in the league, and if so, how?
Yeah, I think we'll see him. Listen, you can't – there's been a host of other characters that can fall into the line of, bad apples. So I think AB, for me, it was tough. I said this on my own radio show, and I said I was like, "This is, it's tough watching him," because I remember AB when he walked into the locker room and, he had an even Steven haircut, big eyes, big old bright smile, kid that every day he got on the field, man, he maximized it. And there's nobody I've met a lot of athletes, and everybody's, you meet a lot of workout warriors, but that kid works his tail off. He really does. I mean, talking about day in and day out, I mean, there's not a minute that I've seen him or was around him that he wasn't putting in work. And I really believe that. And a lot of people believe it. It's just, I don't know when the switch happened that we see this guy, now he's a villain, right? And I think, he's betrayed as a villain. But that wasn't the Antonio Brown I met and who I grew to love. I grew to love his older son and his daughter. And, on Saturdays, Mike Tomlin will open the locker room for a lot of men to bring their kids in so they can be around the field and be around the facilities. And he would bring in, his kids and, young A.B. and his daughter. And they were fun. And I got to know him and play with him. And A.B. was a young guy who we honestly all rooted for because we knew his story. He was a low-round draft pick. We knew his story about his dad. About his hard upbringing, and we all really pulled for him. And then when he started making plays, it was like, all right, young fella, we happy. And then, things just kind of went left, and you hear the stories, and, I'm still entrenched in that locker room and still talk to a lot of guys who were on the team with him. And the stories that I would hear, man, it was disturbing because that's not the guy that I fell in love with, man. And to kind of see, all the things on social media and the character and, that's not AB, and it's not one of those situations where, I want old AB to fall in line. No, I'm okay with receivers being their brand, and that has nothing to do with it. I just want him to be mentally healthy and be a better teammate than he was to a lot of guys on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think a lot of guys rooted for him. I think a lot of things went the wrong way for whatever reason. I don't think it's all AB, but whatever it is, I hope if he does get this, I guess, third opportunity or whatever, fourth opportunity, that he really just goes back to playing football. He's a great talent, man. He's a special kid.
No doubt about that. We see him on this all-decade list. Willie, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your perspective. Willie Colon, former Super Bowl champ with the Pittsburgh Steelers, spent some time with the hometown New York Jets as well. Willie, where can people keep up with you online?
Sure, you can check me out on Willie Colon 66 on Twitter and Instagram. You can check me out on SiriusXM Channel 85 from 9 to 11, Barstool Breakfast, me and the whole gang, Barstool trying to take over the world. So brick by brick.
It's my main man, Willie Colon. That's the professional people mover and former Super Bowl champion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to keep breaking down this all-decade team. When we come back, I want to learn more about your snubs and who belonged on the list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout-out to Willie Colon. Just got off the phone with us in the last break. Helped break down, you know, his thoughts on the all-decade team, especially from someone who won a Super Bowl, someone who played with Antonio Brown, someone who played with Maurkice Pouncey. So make sure you go ahead and check out Willie Colon, okay? That's a professional people mover right there. And, you know, before we spoke to Willie, we started talking about this, the all-decade team. Who were some players that you thought deserved to be on there? Someone said Aqib Talib. I mean, someone said that Russell Wilson deserved to be on the list as well. And that's the thing. Willie Colon said it. You only have but a certain amount of spots. You can't just slap everybody on there. I mean, there are plenty of players who are deserving. To be honest, Russell Wilson didn't even cross my mind. If I'm looking at the top two names, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I didn't even think Russell Wilson, because I personally would not put Russell Wilson over Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. You only get two QB slots. So I want to know who you think deserved to be on this NFL all-decade team for the last decade. You can call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open. The JR Sport Brief is your show. I want to know what you think. I mean, you think about another receiver. He ain't played last year, but you have somebody like A.J. Green. You know, did he put up enough big seasons? He was a seven-time Pro Bowler. But when you look at the wide receivers on the list, is A.J. Green fit with an Antonio Brown? Does he fit with a future Hall of Famer in Larry Fitzgerald, a Calvin Johnson, a Julio Jones? Is A.J. Green in that space, in that category? Somebody else who I think a lot of people might consider missing is, you know, DeMarcus Ware is not on the list at a defensive end. We have four defensive ends, Calais Campbell, Cam Jordan. You know, would Cam Jordan fit there as opposed to a DeMarcus Ware coming out of Dallas or a Terrell Suggs? J.J. Watt, definitely. Julius Peppers seemingly played forever, definitely. But there are definitely some players who you just kind of go, And I think the glaring one for me is Ty Matthew. I saw him on an all-decade team, and first I had to go, wow. Ty Matthew has already been in the NFL for about, what, six, seven seasons? He's been around that long already. And secondly, I had to go, is he deserving of a defensive back spot? There's only two, and I'm assuming it's kind of weird when you look at the all-decade team, because you have three corners, you have three safeties, and you have two DBs. And my only guess and assumption is that DB spot is pretty much just there for whatever safety or cornerback that you wanted to go ahead and add to the team. You know, someone called up and said, I'll throw Aqib Talib there. I don't know if Aqib Talib, this is someone who won a Super Bowl. Granted, he had a bad reputation, but is he similar to Ty Matthew? Does Ty Matthew deserve a spot on the all-decade team? I'm not going to be angry at his comeback. I'm not going to be upset at him winning the Super Bowl with Kansas City last year. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a gimme that he's a dog and he's one of the best players, but did he play enough time? Starting his career in 2013, the one thing about the all-decade squad are these are players who have played forever, okay? And then you also look at someone like Eric Berry, who unfortunately has had his own issues with injuries, and then that awesome battle back from cancer. So there's no knocking him there, but did Eric Berry, did Ty Matthew, did they play enough games to be on the all-decade team? While in Seattle, someone like Cam Chancellor, even though he had his own injury issues towards the end of his career, which forced him to retire, didn't he have just as much impact, if not more impact, going ahead and winning a Super Bowl? Ty Matthew, would Ty Matthew be on this list if he didn't just pick up his Super Bowl for the 2019 season with the Chiefs, I'm pretty sure that's what got Ty Matthew over the edge. But we can't forget Cam Chancellor. I'm a little worried about that. You know, we're going to continue to take your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Who do you think deserved to be on the All-Decade team that wasn't? There's no Cam Chancellor. There's no Russell Wilson. There's no Drew Brees. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We had Kenny, and Kenny just moved off of the line. You know, it's when you look at the names, and I said this before, Julius Peppers, almost 20 years. Calais Campbell, still playing now. Frank Gore, drafted in 2005, third all-time rushing. Adrian Peterson, you think about his longevity. Somebody else who's in his late 30s right now. Larry Fitzgerald, at this point of his career, is going season and year by year. So I'm not a fan, personally, of adding like real young players onto the list. You can be a phenomenal player like Ty Matthew. I don't know. And even when you look at Eric Weddle, am I taking Eric Weddle over Cam Chancellor? Cam Chancellor was basically a do-it-all safety. He could play in the back or he could play in the box. If you were a running back, you did not want to catch the boom from Cam Chancellor. If you were a tight end, you did not want to be covered by Cam. If he was going to be waiting over there for a pass overhead deep, you did not want Cam Chancellor on your squad. There's no doubt about the fact that Cam, in my opinion, should have been there. And when you think about some of the defensive backs, he's more than likely the one guy who I think deserved to be there more than a lot of these other DBs that were there. Let's check in with Sam from El Paso, Texas. Sam, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What's on your mind? Who got snubbed?
My man Cam Wake, man.
Ooh, Dolphins. Okay.
Man, that dude was a beast. I'm telling y'all. The fact that his stats compare favorably to Julius Peppers, it's a damn shame.
Yeah, you know, when you think about Cam Wake, he was an All-Pro one time. He went to five Pro Bowls. And I remember actually seeing Cam Wake. I was in Miami for a Dolphins game. The New York Jets were playing the Dolphins. And Cam Wake was out there. And it didn't seem that anybody could stop him on the Jets' offensive line. And I'm sorry, Mr. Willie Colon. My main man, Willie Colon, was just on the line. Nobody could stop Cam Wake. And it just seemed that any time over the years, over the past 10 years that I turned the television on, you just saw Cam Wake getting at it. And it's just like, he's still playing? And then it's the same thing with a Julius Peppers. You would turn on the television, and then he would be in a Green Bay uniform. And I know he ended it in Carolina, and then he was in Chicago. And it's just like, shoot, when you are basketball big out of UNC like Julius Peppers, I guess you can play forever. I mean, the defensive ends that are on this list are just giants. A Calais Campbell, a Cam Jordan, Julius Peppers, J.J. Watt, and hopefully J.J. Watt can squeeze some more healthy years out of his career. I mean, that's been the issue with J.J. You know, J.J. Watt is going into the Hall of Fame. J.J. Watt is also going into the People Hall of Fame. I mean, it doesn't matter. And that's something else that I think you have to take into account. And that's why someone called up and said Aqib Talib. All I could think about is him trying to snatch Michael Crabtree's chain live on television. And I had to go, am I watching the movie Juice? Am I looking at Nino Brown right now? Like, what's going on here? And I think you have to take, and I know a lot of people don't want to say it, but character does count for something. You can go into the history books. You can go down in the record books. You can have a great statistical career. But character does speak volumes. And it shouldn't, but it should. I know that sounds weird, but you can't ignore like how people are and how they treat folks. So if you treat people well, it's a little bit easier to get put in. Let's face it. I mean, you think about some of these guys, their Hall of Fame potential. Is Antonio Brown one day going to go into the Hall of Fame? He should. But with so much being marred, you know, they actually do count your character as to how you go in. And you can't complain about that. you switch over and you think about baseball. Barry Bonds is a Hall of Fame player. Why isn't he in? Because he was a cheater and nobody liked him. Same thing for someone like Roger Clemens. Character counts. And when you think about J.J. Watt, I must take time to big him up. He's one of the many active athletes right now who, while we are dealing with everything in the world, is just continuing to go out there and give back to the community. I mean, you have a lot of athletes who are dipping into their own pockets to provide care, to provide masks, to provide food. Russell Wilson was someone else who was not on this all-decade team, but Russell Wilson is someone else who also happens to be an all-time and all-pro human being. And that's something that I think we have to appreciate. Larry Fitzgerald is an all-pro human being. Julio Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, we hear a lot of bad about players. And we always hear that this guy here and these players are ungrateful, this and that. But, you know, we have more players than not, when you think about how many are actually playing, who stay out of trouble and are good, solid pros on and off the field. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And we come back, Michael Vick, Hall of Famer. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.